Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts once again. I tell you what, it's so exciting to come to you wherever you are in your home. You may be watching this in a hotel room. I don't know. But I thank God that you're watching it today because I believe you're going to get something from God. I want to ask you a question today. Are you stressed out? I know the world is full of stress. Kathy says she don't live on Stress Street. She lives on Bless Street. Praise God. I kind of like that. That's pretty nice, you see. So many people are stressed out today because they don't understand what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. There's a wonderful scripture in the Bible, St. John 16, 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He would guide you in all truth. But He won't guide you in the stress. He'll guide you in the blessed. See what I'm saying? That's what God does. But I want to give you a scripture. And if you're really struggling, and I know a lot of things are crazy in the political world, the natural, just whatever. But it's a scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Let me read it to you. Come unto me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden. Is that you today? And I will give you rest. Think about that. Most people don't think about that. They think God's going to give you trouble. No, He said, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, not of Christianity, not of religion, but of knowing Jesus personally. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. The soul, there's the mind, the will, and the emotion. In other words, if this calms down, everything else calms down. It's literally just that simple. Yeah, but I tried that. Tried, don't get nothing done. No. What you have to do is make yourself relax. And how you do that is by the Word of the living God. The Word of God should become a habit in your life so that stress don't become one, because the Word becomes one and it pushes away stress. Here's another scripture, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I love this verse. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So I refuse to be dismayed, my God, in any way, shape, or form. The Bible says, also, let not your heart be troubled. I don't deal with trouble. Trouble's not a part of my life. I have many opportunities to receive it, because what does trouble do? It brings stress. Just that simple. But I'm not like that. I made up my mind. That doesn't mean if I start that it doesn't come. It doesn't mean if I pay attention to what's going on around me in terms of trouble. Yeah, you try to fix it and you can't. Or you want it to happen right away and it won't. All kinds of these different things. But when you stand on the Word of God and say, I will not be dismayed because God loves me. And when I'm going to get under labor and heavy laden, I'm just going to go rest into His arms and just let the love of Jesus and the joy of the Lord and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but you don't know. No, I don't need to know. God already knows. Let me read that verse again in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Now, some people think the yoke of God is hard. No, it's not. And learn of me, especially you know what He's going to do, when He's going to do it, where He's going to do it, and how He's going to do it. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. So I have many opportunities to get stressed out, especially in this ministry. The amount of money that it takes, my God, to run this ministry, is astronomical. I wish it was $1 million a month, but it's not. It's millions a month. I got to believe that in, because I got to pay all these people behind the cameras and everything else that goes on with it. But you know what? I don't do that. He didn't ask me to pay for it. He asked me to believe for it. Now, that's living out of, with no stress whatsoever at all. Now, you think about that. Now, I'll tell you something. If you're having financial trouble, first thing I do, you're not going to like this, but if you really want to get blessed, I sow a seed. It don't have to be big. It can be. It can be small, but I believe for my harvest. See, what makes me understand how not to get in stress is when I know that harvest is coming, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. You see, because I sowed my seed, spiritual, physical, financial. So I know that harvest is coming toward me. Bible said, what you sow, you shall reap. Let us not be weary in well-doing. You can't get weary in well-doing. Bible says, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Now, think about that. So, in other words, something good is coming to you. Old Robert used to say, something good is going to happen to you. I like that. Praise God. Yet, he got persecuted over that statement because everybody at that time thought God was not a good God. Well, He is a good God. So, remember today, all you have to do is choose to be blessed instead of be stressed. Think about that. And it'll come to pass not just once in a while, but all the time. Jesse DePlantis saying, we love you. See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.